Let's talk about the Hastert rule. You violated it a couple of times, but for the most part, you stuck by it. If you didn't have the majority of the majority, which was Republicans, you wouldn't have put something up for a vote. Are you against that? They violated the Hastert rule in passing this fiscal cliff bill.
Well, here's the problem. You know, maybe you can do it once or maybe you can do it twice. But when you start making deals where you have to get Democrats to pass the legislation, you're not in power anymore. And, you know, I'm not on Capitol Hill right now, but I don't really know what the temper of the members are. But when you start passing stuff that your members aren't in line with, all of a sudden your ability to lead is in jeopardy because, you know, somebody else is making the decision. The president's making a decision or Pelosi's making a decision or they're making a decision in the Senate. You know, all tax bills and all spending bills under the Constitution start in the House. When you give up that responsibility, you really give up your ability to govern, and I think that's the problem.
A lot of people who aren't as in the know as you or don't know, understand how things work like you do, Speaker Hastert, are saying that they're concerned that when Mitch McConnell went to the vice president and maybe next time to Harry Reid, who got in touch with the Democrats, the Democratic minority in the House, they were able to pass this bill, that could be the new normal. The minority in the Senate working with the White House to get the minority in the House to band together to get things done. Should people be concerned, Republicans be concerned that this is the new normal?
Well, if that's if that happens, it certainly splits. I mean, we always said that the Democrats were the adversaries and the Senate was the enemy. But you know, if that actually happens, then you don't have Congress working together. And you really have to have not only some type of a bipartisan understanding to work together in the House, but you also have to have a bipartisan to work across the rotunda. Sometimes that's harder because those people, their satellites are in different orbits than the House. And so that's a really tough thing. And if that gets separate that you can't work, you almost have to be able to work because you have to have conference committees. You have to bring the finance people together with ways and means people to make decisions. But if you get pushed farther apart, then that can't happen.
How do you feel about the Speaker Boehner's statement today that he will no longer deal one-on-one with the president?
Well, when you say that, you isolate yourself. You know, if you're not doing it, who is? And that's a problem because if you're not doing it, somebody else is cutting the deals.